Hey, everybody. Welcome back for another episode of the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. My name is Lauren Hicks, and on this podcast, I share 5-Minute episodes to help you grow in your faith. This podcast is about discipleship and spiritual growth. It's my prayer that these short episodes inspire you and encourage you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. If you're new to the podcast, let me invite you to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so that you can join us each day. Today on the podcast, we are talking about God's undeserved kindness. I have spent my entire life trying to understand the grace of God. Two questions have primarily occupied my thinking. What is the grace of God, and what does it require of me? You know, you and I talk a lot about God's grace. We sing about grace. We hear sermons about grace. We say grace before a meal. Some people even name their daughters Grace. But what does the grace of God mean? Many attempts have been made to define the grace of God. One definition using an acronym says, grace is God's riches at Christ's expense. Perhaps the most common definition of grace is unmerited favor. Another says that grace is God's favor toward the unworthy. All of these definitions are helpful as we consider this incredible attribute of God, but I suppose my favorite definition is that grace is God's undeserved kindness. Think about it. God has been so kind to us. Consider all God has given you and all He has done in your life. Why? Why would God be so kind? What have you done to earn the kindness of our Almighty God? What have you done to deserve such affection and goodwill? The answer is nothing. Not a thing. Nada. You and I have received God's kindness simply because of His grace. Prompted by love we can't fully understand, God demonstrates His kindness in our lives by giving us His Son, Jesus, to be our Savior. It's because of His grace that we have been forgiven. It's through His grace that we have a relationship with Him. You know, 269 years ago, a slave trader became violently ill on a sea voyage. It was a defining moment in his life. Up to this point, he had been an active part of the African slave trade. But that day, in 1754, out on the open sea, he experienced the grace of God. He reached out to God and experienced forgiveness for his sins. And from that day forward, his life was changed. He wholeheartedly devoted his life to God and spent the rest of his life fighting to abolish slavery. A few years after experiencing the grace of God, he wrote a song about it. The song would go on to become one of the most loved hymns of the church, and we still sing it to this day. The first verse of this song says, "Amazing grace! How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see." Of course, this is the traditional hymn, Amazing Grace. While this incredible song was written over 250 years ago and is incredibly well known, there are many who can sing the song but do not know what it means. Many would be hard-pressed to tell you what it is about God's grace that is so amazing. Grace is God's undeserved kindness. The doctrine of grace is that God treats us better than we deserve to be treated. I love the Apostle Paul's words in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, where the Bible says, "For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." And Psalm 103, verse 10 says, "He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities." This is only because of the grace of God. You know, what I love about God is that He takes the initiative to reach us. We did not come to Him. He came to us. While we were sinners, Christ died for us. God's grace compelled Him to offer us love and forgiveness, even when we did not deserve it. And this is typically not how our world works. We repay people according to what they have done for us or for what they deserve. But grace works differently. God offers what we do not deserve. And here's today's challenge. Maybe today you are in need of God's grace. Perhaps you need forgiveness of sins. Reach out to God. Ask Him for His grace. He is generous to those who call upon Him. Romans chapter 5, verse 20 says, "But where sin increased, grace increased all the more." Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. I hope you have a wonderful day. And until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.